Hi folks, Keith Burtis here from keithburtis.com. So today I wrote sort of a short and poignant post on my blog, and I wanted to just sort of read it back in an audio format so that folks that are interested in that can get it that way as well. So here goes. Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Bebo, Yelp, Foursquare, and so on and so on and so on and so on. These social services all have one thing in common. You are pouring your content into them. By the mere nature of your engagement, you make these services all the more powerful, loading them with personal data to literally help them map the flow of humanity. Stop and think. Stop spinning and start focusing. That's the title of the post. Years and years ago, I worked as a sous chef in a very fast-paced high-end kitchen. We had a particularly busy night one night, and my station was getting absolutely slammed. In fact, I could see in my periphery that the other chefs in line were literally twiddling their thumbs, waiting for an order to appear in their station. This was my reward for making awesome food. About an hour into the chaos, the head chef, a really big French dude, came out and ripped the other guys a new one for standing there watching me get buried. After that, he reamed me out for having a station that looked like a bomb went off. He whispered in my ear, "If your station is this cluttered, I can't imagine what is going on in your mind." And this guy was really right, and I'm actually going off the script here, but this is something that has been, you know, something that I've sort of lived with my whole life, and it's real easy for me to get off point, but that French chef that one day told me, you know, if your station is this cluttered, I can't imagine what is going on in your mind. I've always tried to keep myself focused, so the rest of the post here. From that day forth, I have always strived to stay under control, focused and on point with my actions and emotions. Now, as a social media and digital marketing professional, I find myself often repeating that French chef in my ear. If you have read my blog for any amount of time, you know that I am a huge advocate for social media tools, but I implore you to stay focused and on point. It is really easy to get washed away in the river of chatter on Twitter, even easier to check your email every time the little "You've Got Mail" button bell goes off. Be a doer, not a follower, and you'll find yourself ahead of the game in no time. Every day, there's new advice coming from an expert telling you to be focused on LinkedIn, focus on Facebook, some newfangled website that will make you rich and powerful. Shut them out and listen to your gut. Approach your goals one lily pad at a time until you have crossed the pond, enjoying the challenge of every step. Over time, you will find that you have built yourself something substantial rather than having built it for someone else. And that's the end of the post. We'll see you guys tomorrow.